We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Replay officials say they made the right call on that fumble in the Miami-Georgia Tech game last week. The supervisor of officials for the ACC was talking about it yesterday. Rather than take a knee, we remember what happened. Miami was up 20-17. They handed the ball off to Chaney Jr., who fumbled. A replay was immediately initiated, and it was to decide if Chaney's elbow was down before the fumble. Of course, Georgia Tech recovered the fumble, and then they made two passes and won the game. A rope on the sideline and then a bomb with a wide-open receiver in the end zone, and they stunned Miami. Now, the ref said that they determined there was no indisputable visual evidence to overturn the ruling on the field. We made the right call on the field based on the angles that were afforded to us. The process and protocol was followed. So Miami people contend that a photo showing Chaney's elbow down with the football still in his possession shows a completely different story. And the head of the officiating said, we take all the shots that are afforded to us by our TV partners and we look at the play. We look for the football in relationship to where he loses control prior to hitting the ground. You have to have a view of the football the entire time. And you have to watch the football, make sure that it's in the player's possession until the time he's legally down. If you don't have that, you don't have indisputable evidence to overturn the ruling on the field. In this case, the ruling on the field is a fumble. So if we're going to overturn a fumble, we have to see the player in control of the football once he hits the ground. Of course, you know what happened. The Miami AD said he believes the standard of indisputable video evidence should be reevaluated. He said, Dan Radakovich, the standard of indisputable is sometimes a very, very high standard to hit. It's a fast game. The officials do a phenomenal job. But sometimes they need assistance. And if there's a call that has to be made and you have to have this standard of indisputable, that's sometimes a hard standard to reach. I think it's one of the things the Football Rules Committee should look into. They may decide not to do anything with it, but I think it needs to be discussed. Of course, Mario Cristobal has repeatedly acknowledged that he made the wrong call in not taking a knee. And this is ridiculous. I mean, honestly, here we are almost literally, you know, through the week after the game, and we're still crying about it. Miami's still crying that they won the game, still crying that the guy was down, his elbow was down, and all this other nonsense. Why don't they cry, and I'm a Canes fan, why don't they cry about not taking a knee and winning the game the way they should have? Take the knee, game over, you win. 20-17, no questions asked. Instead, you hand the ball off, and your boy fumbles, and then, to top it off, you give up two pass plays, the length of the field almost, a 30-yard strike, and then a bomb to win it for Georgia Tech. And you want to cry? You got lit the F up. And your head coach is an absolute asshat for not taking a knee, not calling timeout, not saying take a knee, letting them put a play in where they hand the ball off to run the ball and fumble the ball. I mean, honestly, like, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever listened to in my life. How embarrassing is it for Miami, the Canes, to still, later in the week, after the fact, be crying about this game? Honestly, you guys look like complete doofuses. All right, let's look at the games. Ranked first, the one at night's juicy, 7:30 on NBC and Peacock. USC number 10 at number 21, Notre Dame, and Notre Dame Stadium in South Bend. The Irish are laying 3.59 is the number. Caleb Williams has thrown for 1,822 yards and 22 touchdowns with just one pick this year for the Trojans. He is an absolute badass. All right, at noon, number one Georgia's in Smashville against Vanderbilt. Georgia laying 31.5, 56 the total. Beck has thrown for 1,886 yards, 11 TDs, and 3 picks for the Bulldogs. Oh, 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 oh. Indiana's at number two, Michigan at the Big House in Ann Arbor. Michigan laying 33 and a hook. 44.5 is the number. J.J. McCarthy's thrown for 1,290 yards and 11 touchdowns with three picks for Harbaugh's Wolverines, who are 6-0 and 3-0 in the Big Ten. Also number three, Ohio State and Purdue at Ross 8 in West Lafayette. Ohio State laying 19.5, 49.5 the number. The kid Card for the Boilermakers, not bad, 1,491 yards, six touchdowns, but five picks. Syracuse at Florida State, the number four, Knowles, playing at home at Doak Campbell. Florida State laying 17.5, 56 is the number. Travis is thrown for almost 1,200 yards, 12 TDs with one pick for the 5-0 Knowles. They're 3-0 in the ACC. Arkansas goes to Brian Denny in Tuscaloosa to see number 11 Alabama, who's suddenly playing good football. The Tide are 5-1, 3-0 in the SEC. They're laying 20. 46.5 is the number. Arkansas's Jefferson is thrown for 1,300 yards and 12 TDs, but he's thrown six picks. At 3 o'clock, Cal's at number 16, Utah. The Utes are 4-1, 1-1 in the Pac-12. It's at Rice-Eccles in Salt Lake Shakers. Utah laying 11.5, 45.5 is the number. At 3:30, UMass is going to get their ass beat at number 6, Penn State. The Lions are 5-0 and playing at Beaver Stadium in University Park. Penn State laying 41.5, 53 the total. Aller's thrown for over 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns for Penn State. At 3:30, the game of the day, number 8, Oregon, at number 7, Washington at Husky Stadium in Seattle. Penix and company laying 3, Washington the favor. 66 the total. Penix is thrown for 2,000 yards, 16 TDs, and 2 picks. Bo Nix has been a badass as well for the Ducks. What a game it'll be in the Pacific Northwest. A&M's at number 19, Tennessee at Neyland Stadium in Knoxville. It'll be rocking 105,000. Tennessee laying 354.5, the number. Milton has thrown for 1,164 yards and 9 TDs with 3 picks for the Vols, who are 4-1 and 1-1 in the SEC. The Aggies are 4-2, 2-1 in conference play. Also at 3:30, number 23, Kansas goes to Boone Pickens in Stillwater. Oklahoma State is getting 3 at home, 55 the number. Oklahoma State's 3-2, Kansas 5-1, and 2-1 in the Big 12. Oak State 1-1 in conference play. At 6:30, number 14, Louisville going to Pittsburgh at Acushnet. Louisville laying 7.5, 44.5 is the number. The Cards are 6-0, 3-0 in the ACC, coming off a spanking of the Irish last week. Plummer's thrown for 1,500 yards, 12 TDs with 6 picks for the Cardinals. At 7 o'clock, Arizona's at number 19, Washington State in Pullman. Washington State laying 8, 59 is the number. Ward is thrown for almost 1,600 yards for the Cougars and 14 touchdowns. At 7, Auburn at number 22, LSU under the lights at Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge. LSU laying 11, 61 is the number. Daniels is thrown for almost 2,000 yards, 19 touchdowns with just 2 picks for LSU. They're 4-2, 3-1 in the SEC. Auburn's 0-2 in conference play. Well, we'll see how Miami does. The 25th ranked Canes, they shouldn't be ranked at all after that F-up against Georgia Tech. Miami's 4-1 now, going to number 12, North Carolina. The Heels are 5-0, 2-0 in the ACC, playing at home at Keenan and Chapel Hill. North Carolina laying 3.5, 57.5 is the number. At 7:30, Missouri 5-1 at number 24, Kentucky. They're 5-1 as well. The Cats are 2-1 in the SEC. The Tigers 1-1 in conference play. This one at Kroger Field in Lexington. Kentucky laying 2.5. 51.5 is the number. How about the kid Cook for Missouri? He's thrown for almost 1,900 yards and 13 touchdowns. At 8 o'clock, another good one. It's number 18 UCLA at number 15 Oregon State at Corvallis. The Beavs are laying 3.5. 54 is the number. Ugalele for the Beavs, 1,300 yards and 13 touchdowns with four picks. UCLA's defense is stout. 8 o'clock, NC State at Duke in Durham. Duke laying 3.5. 45 is the total. NC State's 4-2, 1-1 in conference play. Duke's 4-1, 1-0 in conference play. These are going to be great games, no doubt about it. I think the two best games are out in the Pacific Northwest. It's UCLA and Oregon State and Oregon and Washington. I'd even throw in that Arizona-Washington State game in Pullman as another top-shelf status game. Obviously, the Aggies involved should be good in Knoxville. And you would think that you'd get a good game with USC and Notre Dame, the featured attraction, with the Irish stumbling. They're 5-2 now. Remember, they've lost to Ohio State and now Louisville, and they have played the most brutal schedule. How about the Ohio State, Duke, Louisville, and USC? Those four in a row are absolutely Sid vicious. Then they have Pitt. They go to Death Valley against Clemson on the 4th of November. Wake Forest is in South Bend on the 18th. So they have a week off after Clemson. And then they finish at Stanford on the 25th of November against the Cardinal. I mean, they can beat Wake. They can beat Stanford. They're going to beat Pitt, you would think. They got their hands full with USC and Clemson. There's just absolutely no doubt about it. Some really good ranked games this week. Tons of unranked games. You know we're going to be hitting all of them on Coast to Coast. We'll go through the litany of games of unranked teams today and tomorrow.